And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
It's been just over a year since the Half Moon Bay Review went from an out-of-state corporate-owned entity to being owned by a consortium of local coastsiders. Bay Area broadcaster and KHMB contributor Peter Finch had a chat reflecting the changeover with the editor of the Half Moon Bay Review, Clay Lampert.
And how long have you been here at the paper?
About 15 years.
And so, yeah, dramatic changes about a year ago. Well, we'll start currently and then move backwards. So it's been about a year now, almost a year, since the sale was final, this local group buying the paper. How's it going?
It's going really well. I mean, you know, for the first time probably in my career, I'm not fixated on quarterly profits and making sure that we're hitting somebody's numbers. There are people that own the paper who are interested in journalism and not just making money.
I had to laugh because I was researching this, looking back at an article when the sale was announced, and one of the comments was, it's just another corporation replacing another one, which couldn't be further from the truth. These are like local folks that just want to see local journalism, right?
Yeah, that's true. And in fairness, it wasn't really a traditional media corporation that owned us before. It was a fairly benign, benevolent, family-owned corporation from Arizona, and that was what really scared me, was when they wanted to sell the paper. The only interest that I was aware of was hedge funds from somewhere else. And so, you know, I felt like it was a good idea to put together some people or to talk to some people about the importance of this community asset.
So that's how it came down. You kind of reached out to some people that you thought might be interested in purchasing the paper, and it turned out they were?
Yes, with one exception. Rich Klein came to us, but everybody else was sort of me reaching out to them.
And I'll talk to them, but you think it was pretty much altruism, or them agreeing with you that there needed to, you know, this local voice needed to be here?
Yeah, I don't think, let's put it this way, nobody's getting rich off this. So, you know, it was an altruistic, community-minded thing, and I think people were aware that communities without a newspaper don't fare as well as those with community newspapers.
And it came and it comes at a time when, you know, the journal, you know, where Cleveland Plain Dealer the other day laid off X number. I mean, you know, even people with a casual knowledge of the industry know what's, you know, it's been shaken to the core. How does a local paper like this survive these days?
Well, we certainly are needing to find, you know, and in some ways this hasn't solved any of our problems. I mean, we need to find non-traditional revenue streams. We're going to be moving toward a membership model similar to what The Guardian does that allows people to support the paper. And it, you know, there will still be free online access, but there'll be an avenue for people to support that way, and that'll augment advertising, and there may be other things that we think of as we go along, but you know, it hasn't solved all our problems, and it hasn't made the business any easier other than people are willing to invest in and give us the time we need.
And it may be a reflection of my age, but I look forward to getting, you know, going to my mailbox once a week and there's my paper there. I mean, do you still get a lot of local people that just kind of like the fact that they can, you know, subscribe, you know, get the physical paper and kind of read it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, what's surprising is kids like to see their name in print. They like to see their picture sometimes. You know, it's like it didn't happen unless it's in print, because everybody's online all the time, and that's so ephemeral. When it's in print, it has a different sort of resonance with people, and that may not be true, you know, if you're used to being in the New York Times, but if it's the one time that you're in the local paper and your kid did something cool at school, it becomes something you put on the refrigerator, and that's lasting.
All right. Well, so moving forward here, on a scale of 1 to 10, how optimistic are you that this paper will continue to do its thing here now?
Oh, it's absolutely a 10. I mean, I have no doubt that it's going to continue to do its thing in Half Moon Bay. And it's such a privilege at this point in my career to be a part of something like this. So, you know, I have nothing but confidence that we're only going to get better.
Great. I've asked you what I wanted to ask you about, but in conclusion, is there anything important you think I've left out or anything you'd like to add?
Well, you know, one thing that I think is important about this place is that it has served as a training ground for young journalists that, you know, otherwise might not have a place like this. I mean, in my 15 years here, we've had two reporters have gone to the New York Times and one at Google News and one at Forbes and one at BuzzFeed. And I think all those people would have said that this was an important step in that process. And I think that's, you know, one of the important roles that may not be obvious to people that this place plays.
Yeah. Is it frustrating, though, you get these talented kids and you know they aren't going to be here forever?
No. My problem is never that people leave. You know, I'm more than happy that they've come and that they had a good opportunity.
Our thanks to Peter Finch for our feature story of the week. And as a fellow media voice in the community, KHMB congratulates the Review on their first anniversary as an independent news source. Happy birthday to the Half Moon Bay Review. Did you know that the Review has been publishing since 1898? That's 121 years of covering news of the coastside.